Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 24, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Endothelial to mesenchymal transition in cardiovascular diseases. Molecular insights and clinical perspectives. Endothelial to mesenchymal transition is a crucial process where endothelial cells transform into mesenchymal-like cells, contributing to structures like smooth muscle cells, osteoblasts, fibroblasts, or chondrocytes. This review establishes endothelial to mesenchymal transition's foundational role in embryonic heart development, particularly in forming cardiac valves from endocardial cushions. More recently, the process has been identified in various adult cardiovascular diseases, highlighting its significance beyond development. Elucidating the molecular mechanisms of endothelial to mesenchymal transition offers potential therapeutic avenues for adult cardiovascular pathologies. Article number 2. LDL cholesterol in newborns and children with genetically verified familial hypercholesterolemia, implications for cholesterol-based screening. This study investigated the efficacy of cholesterol-based screening for familial hypercholesterolemia in newborns and children using genetically verified cases from a Norwegian National Cascade Screening Program. Researchers collected low-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels from umbilical cord blood in 113 newborns and venous blood in children with confirmed familial hypercholesterolemia between 1998 and 2023. The findings assessed the potential of cholesterol-based screening to efficiently identify familial hypercholesterolemia in pediatric populations. This research directly supports the development of universal screening approaches for early detection and management of this genetic condition. Article number 3. Early outcomes of children with univentricular circulation undergoing Fontan surgery, the Eurofontan Registry. The Eurofontan Registry, a multi-center retrospective study across 21 European congenital heart disease and transplant centers, evaluated early outcomes and perioperative complications in children undergoing Fontan completion for univentricular circulation. This comprehensive study highlights that while the Fontan operation has significantly advanced the management of functional single ventricle physiology, perioperative complications remain a notable concern. The findings provide critical insights into the real-world challenges and outcomes following this complex cardiac surgery in a large international cohort. This data is invaluable for refining current surgical protocols and improving post-operative care strategies to enhance patient survival and quality of life. Article number 4. Global Registries and Surveys Program Heart Failure, GRASPHF. Rationale, Study Design, and Research Implications. The Global Registries and Surveys Program Heart Failure, GRASPHF, is a pan-European snapshot observational study designed to evaluate the real-world implementation of evidence-based heart failure therapies. This paper details the rationale and study design for GRASPHF, aiming to identify existing gaps between guideline recommendations and actual clinical practice. By assessing the uptake of advanced pharmacologic and device-based treatments, the program provides a critical framework for understanding barriers to optimal heart failure management. Ultimately, GRASPHF will inform strategies to improve patient outcomes by ensuring more consistent translation of research findings into routine clinical care. Article number 5. Onset to treatment time and early neurological deterioration of dual antiplatelet therapy versus alteplase in minor stroke. This pre-specified secondary analysis of the ARAMIS trial investigated whether onset to treatment time modifies the effect of dual antiplatelet therapy versus intravenous alteplase on early neurological deterioration in acute, minor non-disabling ischemic stroke. The ARAMIS trial previously demonstrated that dual antiplatelet therapy is non-inferior to alteplase for these patients. This specific analysis, using the as-treated population, aimed to delineate the time-dependent efficacy of these interventions. The findings provide critical guidance for optimizing treatment timing and selection, offering improved strategies to mitigate early neurological deterioration in patients presenting with minor ischemic stroke. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.